piece that that I wrote about 17 years ago, something like that. Boy, it goes by. And this one is called Trees. I was at a let's see, I remember why I wrote it, because there were two reasons. I was at a benefit for the Onondaga Lake back in around 1989 or something like that. It was at a church. I don't know if I realized how special that occasion was. It was really nice because they had Leon Shenandoah was there, and some of the clan mothers came, and they were all talking about different things in nature. And Leon did a really long prayer, which is usually about 2 days long, I think. I don't know. It's long. It's not 2 days long, but it's really long. But he did a short version of it that was really beautiful. And then this other guy came in, named Sam Crowwalker. And his family had been connected with the Seneca Native folks for a long time, many generations. I think his family lives on land that the Seneca gave to his family to kind of watch for them. So Sam, I knew him back then. I don't know him so well now, but he was really into crows and trees. And he got up and he talked about trees and how they have their families. And and I know that the Seneca do some kind of a talk. It's kind of like a ceremony for them, and over several days they. I'm probably saying this wrong, but it goes something like they're telling the history of the earth according to the trees, and it goes back a long time. And it takes 2 or 3 days, I think, to tell. I'm probably not telling it right, or at least the concept, but that's somehow how I got it. So I think that's pretty amazing how folks, it was kind of a further eye-opener for me about the nature of things and living beings and the spirit within each living being. And I was so impressed with that. And Sam was talking about families of trees and the baby trees, and also the duties that the trees have, you know, like holding the ground down and providing, making air, and being a messenger with the wind. You know, the wind is bringing messages to the trees. So there are a lot of levels that I don't understand, but I was very impressed with that. And my daughter and I took a walk. Used to walk in Trumansburg, and I lived there a lot. And these trees that we used to really enjoy, we came by one day, and a lot of them were down and gone. So I wrote this song. It's kind of sad in some parts, but.